This is Impact School, and I'm your host, Lauren Dickner, and I really need to get a nice intro made for this podcast. Anyway, that was a bit of fun. So welcome to Impact School. This is the podcast for you if you're someone who is wanting to build a profitable and fulfilling online business. So this podcast can be listened to on all major podcast providers and a lot of the minor ones as well. So hit that subscribe and make sure that you're tuning in often because there's podcasts going out every Monday and Thursday. Monday's episodes are interviews and Thursdays are solo rounds like this. So this one isn't an episode that I was actually planning on releasing or even recording, and I'm sat here just the day before that it goes up recording it because I just felt inclined to make this episode based upon something that happened on my Instagram. So, on my Instagram story, I made a poll saying if you could pay £100 today, or the equivalent of like, I don't know, $130, if you could pay £100 today in order to learn how to manage money for the rest of your life, would you spend that money? And around 70% of people said yes, but there were 30% of people that said no, which came to over 100 people who said no, they wouldn't. And that really got me very, very interested because personally, I would pay hundreds of thousands right now to learn how to manage my money for the rest of my life so that I know how to put my money in the best financial vehicle so that I can get the best return, because that's going to be the most beneficial thing for me and my cash in the long term. And so that really brought me onto the whole mindset of cost versus investment, because a similar thing happened to me just a few hours later when I was on a sales call. I discovered that Impact Your Online Business is the perfect program for this person who I'm on a call with, and at the end of the call they say, so what's the cost of joining the program? And I said something to them which literally blew their mind. I said, is this a cost or is it an investment? And they were just like, wow, I've never thought about it like that before. Because in society, we have this kind of mindset where everything is a cost. We have to go and buy food, which is a cost, right? We buy it once and then we never get any returns from it again. We have to buy clothes and we spend a lot of money on clothes, which is a cost because they don't necessarily serve us by giving us more money back in the future. So let me just clarify the difference between a cost and an investment. So a cost, well, that's a drain on your resources, right? One is gonna allow you to earn more money in the future. It will pay you back in the long term, and the other will drain your resources, like I just mentioned. So the one which drains your resources is, of course, a cost. Whereas an investment is a thing that's gonna pay you back into the future. And when you can change your mindset and start thinking about what is a cost and what is an investment, it will allow you to make better financial decisions, okay? So let's just think about it this way. Let's say your laptop breaks. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go and buy the cheapest one out there, hunt out the best deal possible, buy an already used one, which is probably then gonna break again relatively soon in comparison to if you were to make an investment and buy a top of the line one, one which is the best of the best, which has insurance on it, which is gonna last into the future. You know, people who are at the top of their game, they don't think, oh, this is a cost. They think, oh, this is an investment and it's gonna help me make more in the future. Personally, I spend a lot of time on my laptop, and I had been using an old MacBook Air that I had had all throughout my school, all throughout my university, and okay, fair enough, that wasn't that long that I was in university because I dropped out after a year, but I'd had it since I was like 16, and then one day I spilt a cup of tea on it, and I was going to buy the same model again because I was being stingy, and I was like, you know what, no, I'm going to buy the most brand new MacBook Pro, and I'm going to get it with all this extra bells and whistles on it because this is my entire business, like, and it was only a couple thousand more. And I was thinking, if I want to build a multi-million dollar, multi-million pound business, I need to start spending my money like someone who already has that multi-million business. I can't continue to have the mindset of, oh, 5,000 is a lot of money. Because realistically, in the future, my multi-million business, 5,000 is just going to be a small penny. Okay, so I say this because this is how my mind works. This is how I'm able to make decisions that are going to serve me best into the future. So back to my point that I was kind of first starting out, and I just want to really, really hone in on the difference between an investment and a cost or an expense. So it really is where the cost, you know, you're spending that money. You spend that time. You spend those resources. You spend them and they're gone. Whereas the investment is, you are, of course, it's an expenditure, you know, but there's a really strong possibility of return. You know, you never know 100%, because let's just say this girl decides to join Impact Your Online Business, but then she doesn't do any of the work. Then that will have been a cost to her because she didn't do the work. But the thing is, it had the ability to be an investment, okay? And it was an investment because she invested in getting that outcome. So I think for me, in determining what's going to be a cost and what's going to be an investment, it's really about thinking, you know, am I going to get anything back in the long term for this? Now, when it comes to spending money and putting money into something and costs and investments, there's always going to be that short term hit. So for example, you go to the supermarket and you buy food. You could say that could be an investment into your health if you're buying healthy food, right? But that's because you're buying the healthy food. Now, if you go out for a meal and you get like a McDonald's or something, that's pretty much a cost because it's you get the instant gratification and the delicious flavors, if that's the kind of thing you're into. Personally, I think it's gross, but whatever. You get that yummy food, as you so think, as you believe, and it tastes good for a minute, but it's not actually an investment into anything because in the long term, it's going to not necessarily be the best option for your health. So whereas if you were to go to Whole Foods and buy a nice amazing salad with loads of micronutrients in it, even though it's more expensive, it would be an investment into your health. But even so, when it comes to food, I still think of that as a cost because it's like a short-term thing. But the long-term and continually choosing to buy the healthier options and the perhaps the food which is slightly more pricey, but it's got more micronutrients in it, like continually going for those options, even though they're a little bit more expensive, to me, that's an investment. It's a long-term investment. So I think it's all about like the time intensity, really. So anyways, let's go back to what I was talking about at the beginning, the story where I was like, would you invest or would you spend or would you expend or whatever I said, £100 in order to learn how to manage money for the rest of your life? So the reason why I put that out is because then on the next slide, I said, well, the reason why I asked you guys that is because I'm actually speaking at an event, which is with the wife of the guy who wrote the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I'll leave that linked in the show notes. And so this is an amazing opportunity for me, obviously, but the reason why I decided to take it is because of actually what they're teaching at the event. And they're teaching exactly how to manage money. They're teaching how you can be financially free and make sure that your money is in the right vehicle in the long term so that it is not sat in the bank gathering dust, or so that you're not spending money stupidly on things that are cost, so that you're focusing on investment and you're focusing on long term and understanding exactly everything about money. So I then said, well, guess what, guys? The cool thing is you don't even have to spend. I basically said, like, you guys have already admitted, like, that you believe that it is worth 100, but guess what? You can get tickets 50, because they gave me a 50% off code for you guys, for my audience, and in doing this event. Now, this event is on the 15th and 16th of July, or 14th and 15th of July, the Monday and Tuesday of 2019. So if this has been and gone now, like, it's still a good example. If you still want to come, link is in the show notes, and the code is Laura in all capitals. But anyways, that's not my point here. I'm not trying to sell tickets here. My point is trying to illustrate something. But obviously, if you want to come and you listen to this just before it, it's in a few days' time from now. So yeah, I would love to meet you. It'd be awesome. So anyways, I said, so you've told me that you would invest 100 in order to learn how to manage money for the rest of your life. Now, guess what? You don't even have to invest that much because I've got this 50% off code for you. Swipe up, you can get your tickets, blah, blah, blah. And very few people of the hundreds of people who hit yes, they would invest the 100, actually went ahead and did it. And actually bought their tickets. And this was really, really fascinating to me because
it is so interesting how people in the short term might think, yeah, that's a good idea, but then they never think about the long term. And this is a dangerous mindset. And honestly, this is why I believe so many people have financial issues. It's why I believe so many people fail to follow through in the things that they say that they want and that they're going to do, because they make excuses, you know? They say, oh, sorry, I'm at work that day, I can't come. They literally tell me, sorry, Lauren, like, I can't come. And I'm like, you don't need to say sorry to me. Like, you know, it makes no effect in my life if you come or not. I mean, I'd love to meet you, but like, realistically, it doesn't bother me. Like, you're the one who's losing out here. And they say to me, oh, but I have to travel. I live up north, or oh, I live in another country. And I'm like, if you really wanted to learn this that bad, you would travel. You would invest £500, £1,000, like I did when I traveled all around the States to go to Vegas, to go to LA, to go to San Diego, to go to all of these events. Bought the tickets, not only the tickets, but also the travel there. That's like thousands and thousands and thousands. But the reason why is because I know that in the long term, gosh, the amount that I'm going to gain back from it is insane. And another thing is that so often people are like telling their people, they're like, yeah, you should invest in, let's say they're a fitness coach or a health coach or a mindset coach or whatever. They're like, you should invest in your health. It's going to do all of this for you. And then you ask them how they're spending their money, and they're spending it on, well, then they're never investing in themselves. Maybe they're buying healthy food and they're buying protein shakes and supplements and things like that, but for that actual mindset education and programs that and mentors and coaches, like, they're not doing that. And it is so interesting to me because it's just double standards. And so I really wanted to make this podcast episode, and I am not done, by the way, and I would love to hear your thoughts. If you could take a screenshot, share this on your story, and tell me what the biggest golden nugget is that you've had so far. And also maybe your take on this, the whole investment versus cost thing, because I am making this because honestly, this is what I would have loved to have heard myself maybe 3 years ago, because I always took pride in being frugal. And I would never spend money. I would be super, 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 super tight. And I thought that it was a really good thing. But then I realized that there's really, in order to get results, there's two different resources, right? One is time. You can spend your time, for example, DMing people. You can spend to get clients using the DM strategy that I've had, and that I have a podcast episode on Impact School on. So you can go have a listen to that after. Well, maybe not after you hear this, but you obviously have time. You know, you can put in your physical time, which can only be taken so far. And that's fine when you're first starting out. When you're first starting out, I did this up until very recently. It's the manual, physical, personal time. After that, it's money. You know, the money is a second resource. And so now I am paying my team to do things for me. So they are coaching my clients inside my programs, because I can't physically do 3 group coaching calls per week that last 2 hours long each. I can't physically audit every single thing that all of my students and clients inside Impact Your Online Business do. That's why we have coaches in who are the very best at what they do in each different thing. For example, we have Christina, who is amazing when it comes to brand design, messaging, and like physical design things. Like, I'm rubbish at that. I suck at that. I'm good at messaging, and I've taught her my messaging strategies, but she's way better at it. Like, it's what her whole entire business focuses on. So that's why I bring her in to teach my clients, because it's not my best use of my time doing that, because I have to then research and then give them the answer, whereas she can just bypass that whole research phase and just give the answer straight away. Okay? And so there's either money or time. And so realistically, you need to use money in order to not have to use the time. So money is essentially buying you time. And it's much easier to earn money back in life than it is to earn time back, because you can't earn time back. Like, maybe by the time we're 100, they might have invented a time machine, but then we're still going to be old, and then they need to invent the things that actually make us younger again, like Peter Pan, you know? So maybe that's just not the best option. The best option is to invest your money to bypass that time, so that you can then get to the result faster, which means that you can start earning the money back in a much shorter amount of time, okay? So let's just take a really brief example here. This girl that I was on the phone with, I don't want to name her name because of privacy reasons, and I haven't asked her, and I'm recording this really randomly and abruptly. So if you're listening to this, you know who you are, and congrats for joining Impact Your Online Business. So anyways, she decided to enroll. She joined on that phone call and then we enrolled her. And she said it's been the best decision that she has ever made. But let's think about this. So she could have, on that phone call, she said, what's the cost? And then I could have said to her, oh, the cost, like if I had literally said the cost is blank and then however much it was. And so then basically I decided to obviously ask her that question and get her thinking. And then in getting her thinking, she realized that it was an investment. And so she invested. And that means that she's going to start her own online coaching business in just 8 weeks. And that means that she is going to be starting working with 3 to 5 paying clients within that 8 week period. Now, if she had decided to have seen it as a cost, then she would have said, nope, okay, not for me, goodbye. And we would have parted ways and she wouldn't have joined the program. And that means that she would have been left alone to try and figure this all out by herself. And it honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it would have taken her over 12 months. I have some people who have joined one of my programs, Impact Your Niche, which I really don't focus on promoting anymore. But I have some people who joined that over a year ago and they joined because they wanted to start their own online coaching or consulting business. And so I then kind of, you know, they're in the Inner Circle Facebook group because anyone who's in any of my programs gets access to that. But I see them in there and I see they still don't have any online clients. And it's because they have been trying to figure it all out by themselves, because the Impact Your Niche program was like under $100 or so. Like it was very, very, very low price. And so they're still trying to figure it all out them by themselves. If they had decided to join Impact Your Online Business when they had the opportunity to, they would have made their money back and at least double by now. I know for sure if they'd stuck to everything, if they'd taken advantage of the 6 hours of coaching calls per week, if they'd taken advantage of getting the audits on every single thing that they do, they would have made that money back and far, far more. But it's because people have a short-term mindset, okay? So it's like cost versus investment, short-term versus long-term mindset. And this is a massive issue that we have in society. It's just like how everyone believes that you have to go to school, then you have to go to get into the best university you can, and then you have to go get the best job you can as a graduate, and then you have to work your way up, then you have to go and buy a house, which is heavily mortgaged and you're living well beyond your means, which means that you are tied to a mortgage for the rest of your life and you're constantly trading time for money, having to pay your bills. It's just like so messed up. It's so messed up. And so when I'm often on these enrollment calls with people, before they decide to join Impact Your Online Business, they say things to me like, oh, my husband's going to kill me, or my boyfriend's going to think I'm stupid, or my wife is going to think I'm a joke, or my parents are going to think I'm an idiot. And I'm just like, okay, so do your parents and do your friends and family, well, first of all, I say, does your wife want you to be happy? Or does your mom or dad, like, do they want you to be successful and happy? Like, I ask them that. And then they obviously say yes. So, by the way, this is something that you can use on your sales calls as well. So, anyways, then I say that. And then afterwards, we're just chatting for a bit. And then I pretty much say to them, like, okay, so this friend of yours, this family member of yours, this partner of yours, are they, what are they doing with their life? And then, like, I hear what they're doing. And they're taking advice, or they're taking the mindset or the opinion of people who aren't doing the thing that they want to do. And it doesn't make sense to me. It's like I have these enrollment calls with people and I'm like, okay, so, you know, how have you got this idea? How are you molding your business? And they tell me, oh, I see this coach on Instagram who has like 5,000 followers, and I see them, they have this coaching business and they have all these programs and they're selling all these ebooks. And I'm like, okay, so how much is that coach making? And they can't give me an answer. And then I go have a look at their programs and their offers and things, and they're charging under 100 or under 500 a month. They perhaps have like 20 clients, but realistically, they're all such low ticket clients. They're hustling, they're grinding, and they themselves are unhappy. And I'm just like, you're molding yourself on something like that. It doesn't make logical sense, okay? Ask yourself right now, do your opinions make sense? I have a mentor called Dan Sullivan, and he always talks about you need to think about how you think. Because when you can think about how you think, then you can really start stopping yourself in your tracks and actually understanding the underlying reason why you're taking action on the things that you're taking action on. So I need to ask you right now, why do you think that making investments is a bad decision? Why do you think that you don't deserve or that you're not worthy enough to be invested in. Why do you think that it's a better use of your time than your money to try and figure it all out by yourself? Why do you think that you know how to do it just magically when other people have been there and done it before you? So I'm kind of just trying to get you, I'm asking probing questions to try and figure out, you know, your way of thinking, because what got you here won't get you there. And if you're not already where you want to be, just realize that there are people out there who have done the things that you want to do successfully. There are people out there who have done the things that you want to do, but they haven't done them very well. For sure, the people who have done the things that you want to do and who have done them successfully, they will have also learned a bunch of mistakes along the way. There is honestly no point in you trying to figure it out for yourself when people have been there and done it and who they're literally telling you, like, don't make the same mistakes. So I'm telling you right now, don't make the same mistakes as me and think that being frugal is an amazing thing. It really isn't the best thing for you. The best thing for you is to, rather than thinking about things being a cost, start thinking, is this an investment? And then be frugal based upon that, okay? So another great example is literally just a year ago, I told myself I will never spend money on a first class flight. That is stupid. That's a waste of my money. Why would I spend thousands on a flight when I can just get it for a few hundred? And guess what I'm doing now? I have realized that my energy is precious. I need to protect it. And for me now, a few thousand, realistically in the grand scheme of things, isn't too much. Like, it's just because that has become my new normal. And your new normal changes as time goes on, as you invest. It only changes as you invest and as you start to accommodate how you want to continue to live. So I want to be able to fly first class for the rest of my life. Okay, it's not that I care about the first class and the physical things, and like, I don't care about that. But it's just like, I want the freedom and the financial freedom and the flexibility to be able to make that decision. And so I know that me making that commitment to saying, when it comes to long haul, I am only flying first class from now. And that for me is just, it's become my new normal. So you need to change your new normal based upon what you want your new normal to be. And that's going to change as time goes on. You know, maybe in the future, I'm like, I'm going to charter a private. No, I'm kidding. I actually don't really think they're very safe. But what I'm getting at here is, like, back to my initial point, £50 for a ticket, maybe, you know, a couple hundred on getting a train or a flight to London to the event. Or maybe like a few hundred as well for a hotel. Like, overall, maybe it's going to cost you a grand. That needs to become your new normal. You need to be able to make that decision and realize that 1,000 now is going to save you thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands in the future and make you thousands and potentially even hundreds of thousands. Not to even mention the connections that you'll get from going to an event like that or from doing a program like that. And so this is really what I'm getting at here. Long-term thinking always wins. So if you are listening to this in the pretty short term and you want to come to the event, the link is in the show notes and it's also in my Instagram bio right now. And then the code is Lauren in all capitals. But anyway, the purpose of this podcast really is to get you thinking. I want you to think about how you're thinking, why you're thinking in that way, and realize that it's not necessarily serving you. It really isn't necessarily serving you. And similarly, when it comes to buying time and buying results, it's just like, I'm just voicing my opinion, and like, I wish I'd realized this sooner, because I always was like, I'll never need a coach, I can figure everything out by myself, or I don't need consulting in my business because I know it all. And it's just like, imagine if I had done it. Like, I kind of kick myself, honestly, because I'm like, imagine where I could be. I could easily have a multiple seven-figure business by now. And I don't, because I didn't, I was like too, it was too much of my ego talking, you know? And yeah, like, I put my hands up and admit that. But that's why now I just want to share this, because I don't want you to make the same mistake as me. I don't care who you have as your coach or your mentor. I just want you to make sure that you have someone and that you're going to events and that you're realizing that it's an investment into your business, into your future, and it's going to help you have more success in the long term. And you have to get out of your comfort zone and do these things, because if you stay in your comfort zone and you don't get out of it, you're going to stay where you are, and that sucks, and you're never going to grow. And so, yeah, that's really what I want to get at. If you do want to jump on a call with me and actually see if Impact Your Online Business is going to be a good program for you, if you want to start an online coaching or consulting business, if you are someone who can create transformation in people's lives, then go to laurentickner.com/online-business. That is laurentickner.com/online-business. And yeah, then book a call with me for the closest time possible. And if you're someone who wants to scale your business, then the Impact Incubator could be a good fit for you. That will help you take your existing service and turn it into a scalable system so that you can stop using your time and start using your money in order to sell one to many and in order to serve one to many. Because when you first start out, doing one to one is awesome and amazing, but as time goes on, you can't continue doing that. And so it really is about realizing, like, there are different strategies for different levels of business. And it's crazy because it's so easy to become absorbed and obsessed with like online marketing. But guess what? You don't necessarily even need those strategies. I've realized this year a more simple business is better. And so just realize, like, it's much more sensible to like listen to just like one or two people than to try and listen to everybody, because I have definitely found that trying to piece it all together, it just doesn't make sense. But that's another topic for another day. Now, this podcast episode today was going to be on LinkedIn. I think I'll do that next week or the week after. I'm going to give the training to my Impact Your Online Business students before I upload it here on the podcast. And my incubator students, of course. But with that said, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Make sure to hit subscribe. There is a lot coming. And go binge listen to all the other episodes if you haven't done so already. I also love it when you listen back to episodes because there's tons of stuff that you probably miss. And with a change in mindset, you start to learn a lot more from previous episodes. So thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to share this on your Instagram story and tag me at laurentickner. That is Lauren Tickner. And the Impact School is Impact_School. And remember, just to share your biggest golden nugget, I think this episode here today is one that a lot of people need to hear. And so if you don't share it with anyone, then that means that you're preventing people from being helped. So this is an episode that would be helpful for your friends, for your family to listen to. If your friends and family and people around you are judging you for investing in yourself, investing in your business, investing in whatever, share this with them so that they can gain the new perspective. And it's just going to help everyone have a much more open mind into the long term. Because I used to be so closed-minded myself, and I know how easy it is to be closed-minded. Because it's what you know, right? And anyways, so yeah, please do share this. Just tell a friend on your WhatsApp group chat or something, and I'll see you in the next episode of Impact School. And if anyone is a sound editor, then if you want to help me make an intro, then I would love to use my money to save me time and trying to figure out myself and invest in my business so that I can get a cool intro here. Have a good one. Bye.